be honest with yourself and give yourself time and know that you are always valid and there are always people out there that are going to love you and accept you and support you.
I'm Kino, and today we are bringing you an interview with Kylie Robotin, a rising senior on Pitt's gymnastics team. You may remember that she came out as bisexual after Pitt's Pride Meet this past season, and we're really excited for you to hear this interview. We discuss the Pride Meet, why vault is a bit scary, and what it's like competing in the Eagle Conference, so we really hope you enjoy.
Hi, Kylie. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, it's good. Hot.
Oh, it's really hot. Yeah, it's... It's bad. It's supposed to be like 90 Friday and Saturday. I'm like, no.
I keep getting in and out of my car and I have like black seats in my car. Oh. So I'm like burning my legs.
Oh, no.
It's
where are you at right now?
I'm home, like central Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a fairly like four seasons type of climate like us.
Four seasons, and then it's supposed to be summer and then it snows. So
people make the joke in Pennsylvania that it's like, oh, there's it's like winter and then road construction.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is here. Like it's winter and then it's road construction.
Construction all the time at the most inconvenient times.
Truly.
Yep. I will say at least we get a break in winter. Because I imagine if you lived in like Florida, they'd be like, oh, we can do
But the roads stay around. But the roads don't deteriorate because
they don't have snow
weather. So Okay, so you had an amazing season. Congrats. How are you feeling going into senior year?
It's so crazy. I literally feel like I was just a freshman. Like our coach called us seniors the other day and I was like, who? And then I realized it was us and I was like, oh my gosh. But no, I'm excited. I think this is gonna be good. Yeah, I was like, who are you talking to? Like, where's Jordan and Coca? Like, what? But no, I'm excited for senior year. I think it's going to be a good time for my class to step up as leaders because, you know, we've always been leaders, but kind of been in the shadows a little bit just because we felt that we're like, we're not seniors. So, but yeah, I'm excited.
I hope you get a more traditional season.
Yeah.
I hope you do. Like, you know, if at least fairly traditional.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how was this past season then with all the COVID?
It was rough. We were doing all right for a while and then come our first meet, our coaches like got COVID. And so we didn't have the iPad coaches. Yeah. And then, although we did decent at that meet, I guess. But then apparently there was some issue with like them FaceTiming in, like, I don't know, a judge called it an advantage or something. And I'm like, my coaches aren't even here. How is that an advantage? Like, I don't get it, but it was
Like, there's a person supervising us in the corner. Like, yeah. I mean, you're in college. Oh, no, you probably still technically have to have a supervisor.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Like, so dumb. Yes, because gymnastics is a sport where iPad coaching is gonna like be a plus, you know. It's like, this is our last resort here. Also, it's COVID.
I know, and it was our first meet.
Yeah. Like
and it was away, like
it did turn out all right. I got to watch that one. It was lovely. Being like, all right, and they're on iPads, we're doing this.
It's crazy running around with the speaker and the iPad. Like, who has a speaker? Like, who? And you couldn't even hear it because it was loud. And yeah,
that was like the first thing I thought. I was just like, how can they hear what's going on right now? The answer is
I had to hold it up. Like when I was like, I was watching the speaker on vault, and I would hold it up to their ear, be like, "Here, Ryan. Like, you can correct them now." Like,
oh my god.
So you had your season, and obviously we had, or not we. You had the Pride Meet, Pitt had the Pride Meet, and you came out on social media as bi shortly after that amazing Pride Meet, and congrats, but how did you come to that decision?
So I, like, had been talking to my roommates for a while, and since, like, freshman year, kind of my roommates now, like, we're super open about everything, and it's like such a normal topic for us to talk about, and so I felt so comfortable with it. And kind of like as the year went on, I found myself like getting comfortable telling like teammates kind of one by one when I felt like it. And so before the Pride meet, I think it was a couple days before, it was that week, I randomly texted Katie, my roommate, the night before, and I was like, I think I'm gonna come out to the team tomorrow, like I just want to, like I think I'm going to. And she's like, all right, like go for it, whatever. And so I kind of got to the gym and I was like, like I don't know. And then it got to the end of practice and Sam actually brought up like the t-shirts and stuff, and she was showing us a bunch of things for the Pride meet, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna do it. So I did that, and I made sure I called my parents and everyone before that I like I'm super close to before I came out like on social media. And I kind of knew at the Pride meet that that was kind of when I wanted to, you know, come out to social media and the world of people who follow me. And yeah, so after the meet, I quick texted our photographer and I was like, do you have any pictures where you can see like the, cause I had like the Bi Pride flag, like glitter in my hair. And I was like, do you have any of those pictures? Like, I kind of want to make a post, whatever. And so he sent me some and I wrote out this big long thing and posted it. And the support, like people that I didn't even know, like just like DMing me or texting me from like high school and being like, hey, like I'm feeling this way too, like thank you for making this post, like I needed to hear this. Or someone was like, I'm gonna show my little sister this, blah blah blah. And I was like so overwhelmed, but I was like so happy I decided to do it just because of the amount of people I reached. But yeah, it was kind of a like quick choice of it.
Hey, yeah, I will say, as someone who has impulsively come out to some people recently, it's a good choice usually. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, it can be a bad choice, but if you're feeling it, then just do it. Cause otherwise you're just going to be like, I'm not going to ever.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're in that situation and like you feel at that point that you could come out to someone, it probably means like you're in a safe space and like,
yeah,
there's probably a reason you feel that way. So yeah, that's kind of my
so thoughts. So cute.
Yeah. I used to tell my students that all the time. I used to be the LGBT coordinator for a university, and I used to tell them all the time, like, these kind of like casual opportunities to come out will present themselves all the time. And if you miss one, another one will come. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. If you feel like you missed out on one, like you'll catch the next one. But that those are so often like kind of the best ways to come out, because I always mm-hmm. think it's nice when there is some kind of external context, like mm-hmm. where it doesn't feel like you're like, I'm out of the blue, like, you know, when people text you and they're like, I have to talk to you. Like, and nobody likes that. So like, it's been really important to us to help other schools, including Pitt. We helped Pitt have a Pride meet and to do it well, because we wanted this to be one of those opportunities for people. So we're really glad that your team had decided to do that. How did, and you might not know all the pieces of this, but from the parts that you were on for or had anything to do with, how did decision to have that Pride meet come about?
Yeah, so we were having like, so we usually have a team retreat where we get to like know each other better and set goals and stuff, and so we couldn't have that because of COVID and like staying in hotels and whatever. And so we were just having like this team meeting about our goals, and Sam was just like, anyone have any ideas, like we're gonna do like a Black Lives Matter meet, we know that, any ideas about that, whatever. And then I, not to toot my own horn, but I am the one that brought it up. And I was just like, hey, like, what do you think about like a Pride meet? And she was like, I love that idea. Like, that's great. And she just like took it right away. She's like, I'll have to like get to administration about it, but I'm all for it and all that stuff. And this was before it came out, obviously. So
yeah,
they were just like,
I love that.
Yeah. So it was super like, I don't know, put the idea out there. And she was like, yeah, sounds good. But
that makes me so happy. Like, hey, I want to have a Pride meet. That sounds cool. Let's do it. Let's have one. Like that. That's what it should be. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. And it was like totally like all the statements that came out all came from us. It, like we sent them to Sam when we had them, but it took us like a couple days to write each statement. And obviously she planned out more logistics and you guys helped her, but all the statements and stuff, it was super like gymnasts involved and not just kind of like, oh, here's a pride meet, you're going to go to it and you're going to pretend like you did stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought that was super good that we did that. And even for the, like the BLM meet and everything, that's what we did. So
I like that.
Yeah.
It should be, the athletes should be involved, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that. That's like the first advice we give too, is like involve. I think it's the first thing I actually said when folks from Pitt reached out to me was, I was like, if you haven't already, like if this wasn't a gymnast idea, figure out which gymnasts want to help, because yeah. like somebody does. Like there is no group of 15 or 20 people anywhere that's just like not gonna have a queer person in it. Like it's like not a thing. So like you will have somebody who wants to help. And we also tell them too, like the person who you think is gonna want to help might be the person who absolutely runs away from it. Mm-hmm. And like let them do that. Because like they just need a minute.
Yeah.
And like mm-hmm. next Pride meet, it'll probably be really different. And the other thing we say in that document, I don't remember if we put this in document because in part you, like if you made me think of this or if it was a culmination of things, but I do think you're a part of this. One of the things we say in that document is like, if you don't have out athletes before your Pride meet, you will probably mm-hmm. after. It was from you and Kali, like mm-hmm. that when you see other people legitimately excited about doing something your Pride meet, it like mm-hmm. gives you permission to be authentic with those people.
Yeah.
So you came out to, you know, you said that you had come out to some other close friends and kind of talked about these things. And then you came out to the world, I guess, the world of social media. So how did you come to realize that you're bi? Like, I'm a bi person, so I'm always very curious in this yeah. journey, or curious about this journey for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was super interesting for me because like growing up, I'm still here, grew up in a small town and like pretty conservative, whatever, like small towns, whatever, usually mm-hmm. are.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really something we talked about in high school. There were a few queer people out, but it was kind of just like a hush hush situation, I guess. And yeah. it just really wasn't something I ever thought about because I'd only ever had like before my relationship right now, I had like a 2-year relationship with another guy. And mm-hmm. so I've only ever been in like long-term relationships with guys. And so it just like wasn't something that crossed my mind until I got to college really. And it was just kind of a topic that me and my classmates talked about like super openly. And I took a gender, sexuality, and women's studies course too. And I was like, something's up here. Like, mm-hmm. Just like social yeah. media. And honestly, TikTok, as stupid as that sounds, TikTok is like,
no, that's real.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not the only one feeling this way. This is interesting. But yeah, honestly, it was just kind of a combination of conversations with people I loved and cared about and being friends with other queer people in college mm-hmm. and taking that class and stuff. I think it was just kind of like a slow but steady like crawl into, oh, wait, you're not straight. Good one.
I really like that, like you can share that with us, because I do think that there is more and more pressure to have things figured out at a much younger age these days. Cause like, you know, okay, Blake and I are old-ish. Comparatively.
Yeah, to you.
To
yeah.
a lot of the people that we interview, we're old. And so some people are like, I've known I was gay since the 8th grade. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's not, I was about to say I didn't know what a gay person was. That's definitely not true. But like, you know, we didn't have the language at that age. And yeah. But I think it's nice to like show people like it's okay. You don't have to have things figured out when you're in high school. It's okay to figure things out in college, even in 2021. Mm-hmm. Like everybody has their own timeline. So small town's hard.
Yeah, it is pretty hard. But I had people who loved me and all that, but I just wasn't in that headspace yet, I guess. Yeah. And even though I came from a small town, like my mom's best friend is a gay woman, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm named after. And so like kind of growing up, I was always like, my mom was always just like, hey, like we love people who they are. And I was like, yeah, oh my gosh. That's so cool. Yeah, so I kind of grew up on
Alex. That's good.
But
yeah. Very relatable. Yeah, I was like, the ally. And then I was like, well, that's so cool that you're named for her though. Like that's just kind of so perfect.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes me happy. I was just trying to figure out a little bit just like about what your gymnastics background was before you got to college. One of the things that we've kind of noticed in talking to athletes, especially ones who didn't realize they were bi or queer at a super young age. Some people have kind of talked about like their life as a gymnast interfering in some ways with that development, which like it was kind of like that your identity is gymnast for a lot of people. Do you feel like that kind of had anything to do with some of that like not thinking about it piece that you talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've never really thought about it that way, but I mean, you have like no social life in club gymnastics. So
yeah,
honestly, that could have been a big contributor. The fact that I didn't have people to talk to about it and things like that. Like I had friends in high school, but not like super close. Like all my close friends were at the gym. And when we were at the gym, it was gymnastics. And so, yeah, I guess that probably was a big contributor to it. I never thought about it that way though. Definitely.
Accidentally being a counselor. Sorry. Okay, so go back to the Pride meet. Pitt had one of the best Pride meets we've ever seen. And like some of it was totally like listening to stuff that we suggested. And some of it was also just like the fact that they were asking. Mm-hmm. They were already just going to kind of do better, but they also listened, which we really appreciated. But it was so cool. It was so cool to watch. How did that Pride meet feel for you?
It was awesome. And it felt kind of like a little, it was like my own little secret because it hadn't come out yet, obviously. And so it was like my own little secret with my team. And I was just like having such a good time. And that picture I posted to come out, I was just like dancing and whatever. We made like a whole playlist and with all like queer artists or, you know, part of the LGBT. And so it was great. I remember actually I think it was Beam that I was going to do. And one of the seniors at the time came up to me and she gave me like this big pep talk and whatever. And then at the end, she was like, this is your meet. Like, this is for you, like go up there and like kill it. And I was just like, I'm going to cry before I get on the beam. No, but it was great to see like all my teammates kind of engaging and all that. And yeah, it was awesome. It was like a little secret with me and my team.
I love that so much. I also really liked that you had it on all your branding.
Mm-hmm. The branding was so good.
I loved that. Next year we want shirts.
Oh my god, I still want one of those shirts.
We'll pay. I'll write a letter.
I wanted that sweatshirt that they were giving away. They gave away one sweatshirt. I wanted it so bad.
I actually think it would be a really good idea. Like if you're like promoting your meet ahead of time, do a pre-order. Yeah. For people who want shirts, they'll show up, they'll wear the shirts, mm-hmm. and then you can have ones to give away or like sell the leftover.
Yeah.
And then we can buy shirts.
Even easier, but, like, just sell them year round.
Yeah.
Just have it be in whatever store you sell your other.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's slightly more logistical because.
It's probably logistically easier.
Like the university has to approve everything. Maybe they're like, we'll approve it for five seconds.
We have like one Pitt gymnastic shirt in the Pitt store. It's like the most boring one ever.
So you can have and then you can be like, yeah, but we also have the rainbow one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one else has a rainbow one.
Right.
That's true. If anyone's listening, put the shirt in the store.
Put the shirt in the store. People, I promise you, will buy it.
I'm not exaggerating. If I sat here, I could probably list 50 people who I know would buy it. Like there were
every
there
time. Were,
I saw at least 20 people, not even the day of the meet, but like in the weeks afterwards, like, man, I wish we could, like, are they going to make those shirts available? They are so cute. I'm really glad that it felt that way for you.
Yeah.
It's just like all we want. Just all we want.
It's all we want. We just, it makes me so happy. And like, and it was a first Pride meet and it went so well. And like, cause you know, it could be like, the school could be like, we're only going to let you do so much, but you guys got to do a lot and like you're setting a precedent for other schools too, and I love that. Like now we can all just point to Pitt and be like, okay, but Pitt did it.
Yeah,
like
because we do, by the way, that whole document
we do
it literally at the bottom of the document, it's like just go watch Pitt.
Because, like, honestly, like, UCLA also did a good Pride meet, but, like, it's the West Coast, you know, you kind of expect it more. Mm-hmm. Like, it's California. It's like a school in California has a Pride meet. That isn't that weird. But it's like, no, Pitt had one. The rest of you can have one, too. You guys can start teaming up together to have them.
There's enough of y'all who are out coming into this season that we can figure out some intentional matchups. Like,
also, what if it was just like it was enough people where you could have a Pride meet every single week of NCAA season? And then we can go on a grand tour.
In this conference, you can.
Yeah.
In this conference, you totally can. I have a question about that in here. So this is my list from last year. I had to write 2020 with all of our teams that had LGBTQ plus athletes and then coaches. And it's like almost every team in the Eagle Conference is on one of the two sides of this list. We had a really cool conversation with Kaya Linhart from UW Eau Claire about like D3 gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And I think Eagle kind of deserves the same pitch. And like, I've really enjoyed watching it this year. So what have you enjoyed about Eagle gymnastics and competing with these teams?
Yeah, I think the Eagle is such like, everybody's so like close in like their skill level. Like all the teams are so like matched up. You never know. Like obviously like, oh, NC State, whatever. Like, but it's honestly like every meet, it's a toss up. Like you never really know. And so I think that's super cool. Always like knowing you have competition. And yeah. And I think I know a couple girls in the Eagle and I think all the teams are super sweet to each other, which like we all kind of have friends on every team and there's never really any disrespect or anything like that, which I'm sure there's not in college gymnastics much. Well, it's never. Yeah. But I just feel like, I just think it's kind of like, we're all on the same playing field at every meet. And I will say Pitt's been, we have this thing where we want to flee the nest, like the Eagle nest. Like we want to be in the ACC so bad, but there's just not enough teams. And so it's like, it just sucks when you're like, oh yeah, we're in the Eagle conference. And they're like, people who don't know gymnastics are like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, ACC, sorry. And
yeah,
it's like not really the ACC, but yeah.
Yeah. I work at a school that is kind of like that, where they have like some sports in some conferences and then like others that they can't because there's not enough people. And it's just like confusing and annoying. And I'm sure part of it is the like East part. Like I think, but like, it's so fascinating to me that when I was making this list, like when we would do every week, we would do a list of all of the meets that had LGBTQ plus athletes or coaches at them. We eventually had to stop doing coaches because it got to be too many. But like when we would do those matchups, it was actually really easy with the Eagle meets because we were just putting all of like all of the meets on like all of the time because there's always somebody. Mm-hmm. Especially when you add coaches, it's just like so many openly queer coaches. Mm-hmm.
Like it'll also be better next year when the schedules are a little more solidified before the season starts.
Yes. I just also just realized that we've been talking about traveling to Pride meets. Pitt is probably like the easiest one for us to get to.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm getting that t-shirt one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like,
show up.
I will show up. Okay, I want it.
If we get to throw them out when we like go and like do our little intro, I'll make sure I spot you guys. I'll throw them out. I can't guarantee my aim is going to be great. But
I was going to say, is anyone dating a softball player who can help?
Right.
It seems to me like from what you're saying, like your team was really supportive when you came out, which we always love to hear. What were some of the ways that they showed that support to you and like made you know that it was safe to start coming out to them?
Yeah. I mean, the day that I came out, I actually, a couple of my teammates had to leave for class or whatever, and a coach had left or something. So I FaceTimed them all in because I was like, I don't want one person to like not know and then me have to tell them a separate time, whatever. And so like I announced it and they were all just like, oh my gosh, like we love you. And like, I'm so like, Sam was like, I'm so happy you felt comfortable like telling us this. And it was super cool because after I had gotten some texts from teammates that, not that I knew they supported me, but it's like those teammates that are kind of quiet and won't really like reach out to you too often. And I got a couple texts like, love you so much. Like, thank you for sharing that with us. Like, we support you no matter what. And so that was super cute. And then I remember I think it was a couple days after I came out, one of the girls, she was in the back of my car and she, it was so random. It was so cute. She was like, can I ask you a question? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, whatever, go ahead. And she's like, did you always know that you were bi? Like, it was just out of nowhere. And I was like, I like explained it to her and I just thought it was so cute that like, I feel like I opened up conversations that like normally wouldn't have been kind of opened up and kind of made people who may not have been surrounded by any queer people at all from where they're from, like realize, like we all know someone, like, you know, so yeah, they're all super loving and continued to reach out to me. And yeah, it was awesome. It was really good.
Was it helpful that you had a bunch of other people come out first, like in other teams?
I mean, obviously like I knew about like Kali and Sav, and that was kind of like, I'd seen some of like Sav's TikToks and stuff come up on my page and I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, I don't know, she's living her life. And
yeah.
So yeah, it was definitely helpful. But yeah.
I just feel like it's so hard to be like the first person because you have like all this attention on just you. And like, it doesn't get like dispersed to everybody else yet.
Yeah.
And when Kali came out, it was very much like, oh my God, this is happening right now. Oh my God. Alert everybody. And then by the time we got to you, it was very much just like, oh cool, we got another one, like which is more people's vibe.
I literally said to Blake when we started this podcast, I doubt we will ever have a bi gymnast on this podcast, and now I think that's the majority. But I was like, there's no way.
I know. And no, I said you were wrong.
You did. You had more faith than me. I was just like, it's never gonna happen. And now it's like, yeah, there's an explosion.
Okay, so I have some gymnastics questions, some life questions. Is there anything else about what it's been like for you to be a openly bi person or a closeted bi person in gymnastics that you want people to hear?
I mean, honestly, I'll just say like, I'll speak to the people listening. Yeah. If you're unsure of like your sexual orientation, first of all, that's okay. Second of all, don't put yourself in this blanket of being straight just because like me, I'm in a relationship with a guy. Like, it's been almost 5 years and I still am recognizing like, oh, like, okay. Like, I'm definitely bisexual. And like, that's totally valid to be in a relationship with the opposite sex, but still know that you are attracted to other like genders and sex and sexes and stuff. So I think just be honest with yourself and give yourself time and know that you are always valid and there are always people out there that are going to love you and accept you and support you. So, and I'm always a DM away if anyone needs someone to talk to. Seriously, reach out.
I'm gonna cry.
But yeah.
Oh, I like you. that's great.
So after Kylie's speech, I say moving on, but I don't mean that we're moving on from Kylie's speech. We went on a very long, wild gymnastics tangent that I ended up cutting out, but I just wanted to clarify, we are just moving on from that tangent and not Kylie's speech itself. Moving on to more just the gymnastics. So you compete beam and floor. Will we ever see you on vault or bars?
Definitely not bars.
Bars. No love for bars?
No. Bars has never been my thing, even in club. Came into college knowing there's no shot and I don't want to. Vault is something that I've worked every summer and I'm pretty good at vault. I'm very mental. That's like a mental event for me. And so I think senior year, I'm focusing on mostly beam and floor and just trying to get those perfected because past 3 summers I've tried to vault and then I get to a certain spot and I'm like, think I can.
It's running at a stationary object. Like, I get it.
I know, my teammates are all like, you have to vault. Like, you have the best vault. Like, please. And I'm like, I'm trying. Like, God. Yeah. I tried 3 years. I don't know.
what vault are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
Your Tango Fool.
Yeah.
I had always had, like, pretty much I could probably do it on comp surface, but I always had that mental block of getting it to the hard surface was my issue. But yeah, no, I could probably do it. Actually, I know I could do it, but very mental.
It makes sense though, to just be like, no, it's like my senior year, I'm going to like perfect the thing that I'm,
Yeah, you don't need to stress about things that are just going to stress you out. Like,
yeah.
So how did you choose Pitt?
I was actually between Towson and Pitt, two Eagles, but yeah, the coaches and the girls were just so like welcoming, and the team that I had visited when I came for like my official, they were all just like acted like they'd known me forever and were just kind of describing the whole culture of the team, and the coaches were amazing. And I knew like that they wanted to be good and they wanted to elevate the program. And also Pittsburgh's just like a sick city. Like, it's like a big city, but it feels like a bunch of small towns. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Pittsburgh, but it's,
as a small child,
yeah. It's like big city, but then there's all these little boroughs, and it's yeah, I just love it. And people are like, yeah, you go to Pittsburgh and then you never come back. Everybody I've talked to, they're like, I went to Pittsburgh and I'm never leaving. So, but yeah, it was a combination. Everything.
Fully thought Pittsburgh was the capital of Pennsylvania for a bit.
No.
And it's not Philadelphia either. Okay. I got this wrong while watching Jeopardy.
My gym is actually in Harrisburg.
It's Harrisburg.
Yeah. It's where my gym
is. Since when is that the capital of Pennsylvania?
Public schools did as well,
You know, it's just one of those things. I'm like, yeah, it's not Philadelphia. I know that. It's Pittsburgh.
What's the capital of Michigan?
Lansing.
But that's just as weird.
Yeah, but I know that one's weird. And I also know that Kentucky is Frankfort because it's not Louisville. Look, okay, it's just like Albany is the capital of New York. I'm telling you, it shouldn't be Harrisburg. No offense to your gym.
I can sing you all the states, but
yeah, no, my roommate spent the whole like COVID learning the capitals of the states and the capitals in all of the countries around the world. Like, ridiculous. And she can just spout them off. And I'm like,
I used to play Sporkle quizzes during my botany class that I hated. So
the nerdiest thing you've ever said. I used to play Sporkle in botany.
I hated botany. It was a gen ed class. It was horrible. I was like, let's name all the kings and queens of England.
Meanwhile, I'm like, would you like to know who went home fifth on RuPaul's Drag Race season 5? Because I can only contain gay knowledge. speaking of school, I looked it up, but things changed. We love to hear what people are doing in school and in life. What is your major?
Rehab science. Rehabilitation science, I guess, if you want to be fancy.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like a program I had to like apply into. I was waitlisted for a while, so that was pretty stressful. I was waitlisted for like the whole summer, and I was like, oh my God, my life is going nowhere. I'm never going to get into anything else. And then I got in, so.
Good. Yeah. I like that you had to like apply to get into a competitive program.
How did you like find rehabilitation science? How did you decide what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I like grew up, my mom's a special education teacher. And so like I kind of grew up wanting to be that. And then I sort of would see all the like occupational therapists and physical therapists and stuff that worked with their kids. And I think science has always been kind of my main subject. And I just think that that's something I want to do occupational therapy for background. And that's like a lot of like psych based stuff. And I just think it's so interesting how your brain works in conjunction with like how your body moves and stuff. So yeah, I want to go to OT school.
Can you explain occupational therapy? Cause I obviously know what it is, but it's one of those things
for the people that don't know.
And for the people like me who need a refresher, because on the longest time I was like, they're helping you therapize how to get a job?
Yeah. So physical therapy is like teaching you how to walk again and teaching you like all this stuff. Occupational therapy is like teaching you how to do everyday tasks, like brushing your teeth or like picking things up, because like a lot of kids with special needs have issues, or like with disabilities have issues with like hand dexterity and stuff. And there's a big psych component to it, obviously, because kids with, you know, autism or learning disabilities have all these different kind of motor and sensory issues. So it's more like fine motor, everyday, they call them ADLs, activities of daily living. So yeah.
That makes way more sense than what I thought in my brain. So
the psych component is cool too, because like you had talked about being like a very like mental gymnast. Like some of the reason there's a psych component to that too is like part of some of that is like actually mental blocks that people are having that aren't physical blocks, but it can be hard as a person with cognitive like disabilities to know what is I can't do this and what is like I think I can't do this. Yeah. And so for you to have that experience of like having these mental blocks, I think is really like unique and helpful and cool.
And you still get to work like with like kids in an educational setting, and like education's a great place. I mean, it's a very stressful place.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
I definitely want to work with kids. I've shadowed a couple classrooms this past summer and I really like them. And then I want to see about like rehab hospitals, kind of like a kind of thing. I think that could be rewarding and fun, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see where life takes me.
That's awesome. Have you thought about, because everybody gets an extra year. No. Have you thought about that?
I don't know if my body could take another year, honestly. I think I'm like 4 years and I'm, that is good for me. That is good for me.
I mean,
makes sense.
It does. Oh my gosh.
I would say if maybe if I had like some sort of injury that like hindered me from like part of a season or something like that, maybe, but I've had my, well, fingers crossed, I've had my 4 years. And so it's like,
I mean, and sometimes when you are a senior, you're just like, I'm ready to be done, you know, like, especially like with classes and stuff, you're just like, oh my gosh, college is amazing, but also get me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, and then sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I could go back to college. And just like for the idea of like, you have less response, you have responsibility, but there's less responsibility, or you can have less responsibility. It's different obviously for everybody, but like
there's a simplicity to it that I miss.
Yes.
The question that we have is like, what are other things you're able to know about you? But like, I'm always interested too. And I know it's like being an athlete takes up a ton of your time. But is there other stuff that you do outside of school? Is there like organizations or just like other stuff that you like doing that is just for you?
Honestly, not really. I just applied for SAC, Student Athletic Advisory Committee, maybe. I don't
know. Sounds correct.
Council?
Council? Yeah. I just applied for that. I think when I get back to Pitt, which I'm probably going back either this weekend or next week sometime, just because I'm tired of being home. I think I'm going to try and see if there's any like volunteer positions or like job positions with like as a personal care aide.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends did that and they really liked it. And so I think I might see about that. Obviously, working camps this summer.
Nice.
You listening and you want to come to camp? Come on, there's five of them. Let's go. But
like, let's go.
Yeah.
I haven't done gymnastics in 20 years.
Yeah, Sam actually put me as the choreographer for the dances. And I don't know why she did that, but I'll try my best. I will try my best.
All right. Vague version, is there anything else that you want people to know about you? You are the gymnast we've talked to who has the most piercings.
Yes.
which is fun. Just like, these like make you, you have to like, you can't compete with any of it, right?
Well, you can, so two on each year. No, it's actually changed. You can do as many studs as you want, which is fantastic, because my freshman year I had to take them out. I just like flip. I can like flip that up and then I'll like put a clear one in here. But I competed with these in and nobody said anything, like the ring.
Nobody cares.
Although I had one time say something to my teammate right before she was about to compete on floor. They were like, she has to take that out. And she was like literally 5 minutes from competing. And she was like trying to rip this thing out of her ear. Stupid. Oh,
I every person who has a septum piercing is like, yeah, you just tuck it up. Mm-hmm. No one can tell.
Looks like I'm picking my nose, but yeah.
I feel like you're gonna check it up and then like you're gonna like land a floor pass and it's just gonna like all of a sudden you're gonna
like... Oh, yeah, whatever.
And it's like, wait, this is choreography.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not the corner wipe, it's the nose wipe. Oh, you guys, I have to sneeze in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You also have like really great energy. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Aww. It's the bad energy. My people have good energy.
It's historically been extremely true on this podcast and in the world. Where if people want to follow your senior year, keep up with you, DM you, like you had mentioned, where could people find you on the internet?
Instagram. My handle is @KI_JO_RO. And then Twitter, I think, is KI_JO_RO.
Cool. We're super excited to watch you next season. It's going to be a long wait.
Yeah, seriously.
And always lovely to have an excuse to watch more Eagles Gymnastics, because you're totally right. It's like the best in terms of like, this is going to the last routine, like mm-hmm. every time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's magical.
We'll have to try and get to a meet. Oh my gosh, yeah. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Truly. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you so much. Come back whenever you want.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
Thank you so much for listening to our interview with Kylie. We've linked all of her social media in the episode description below if you'd like to follow her. Also, if you'd like to support us on Patreon or buy any merch from our TeePublic store, and we've recently added some more, the link tree is also included in the episode description. Thank you so much for listening. Sing da 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 da